best to protect yourselves from the dangerous effects of nuclear attack. After an attack, it may be necessary for you, your family, and any others who have taken refuge with you to live in your fallout room for at least a week. It may not be safe for you to go outside to obtain any more food and water. So you'll have to be prepared to live on the supplies you collected before the attack.
In addition to shelter, don't forget ample food, water, first aid supplies, and sanitary facilities. If anyone dies while you are kept in your fallout room, move the body to another room in the house. If, however, you have had a body in the house for more than 5 days, then you should bury the body for the time being in a trench or cover it with earth and mark the spot of the burial.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news. Word has just been received from the Atomic Energy Commission that due to a change in wind direction, the residue from this morning's atomic detonation is drifting in the direction of St. George. It is suggested that everyone remain indoors for 1 hour or until further notice. There is no danger. This is simply routine Atomic Energy Commission safety procedure. Parents need not be alarmed about children at school. No recesses outdoors will be permitted.